Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you for this mighty testimony that we're going to continue to hear today. I thank you and praise you for all the good and wonderful things you do. I thank you how you've changed Elizabeth's life and how wonderful it is for her to begin to go and do the great things and see the mighty answers to prayer that she has seen. So as her testimony goes forth today, Father, may you bless it abundantly in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor as your word goes out. Let it be used for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go back and let's think about another prayer request maybe that you have talked about. You've told me about several, and on these shows that we're going to make here, I want to discuss several of these. The one that comes to my mind right now might not be the one that you want to tell about, but the other day you were sharing with me that you had ordered some radios for a customer. And this customer, you were told that these radios would be in by a certain day, and so therefore you promised them to the customer on that day. Would you mind telling me exactly what happened, Elizabeth, in that deal?
I love this one. I love them all. I was questioning when the arrival of this equipment was going to be, and it was already promised by the people who were doing the ordering, and all of a sudden the story changed. And so when I pressed them for an answer, they said, hey, we're not going to know when they're going to be in. And then he said, hey, you know the big guy. Why don't you put a request in? And right then and there, I knew what the Holy Spirit had in mind. And I looked at him and calmly smiled and said, you know what? You're right. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I went home that night and read the Word and meditated with my Father. And the next morning when I got up, I said a prayer. And when I was co-calling with a partner of mine, we did that prayer, Matthew 18:19, asked if she was in agreement. She said yes. And I said, so am I, Father, and I thank you for listening and hearing our prayer, but also for answering our prayer. I made a call to the office. He said, they're not in. I said, yes, they'll be there. And he started getting agitated, and I said, don't worry, they'll be there. And all of a sudden in the background, I hear one of his shipping clerks say, they're in Mesquite, and they're going to be there today, or be here today. And I said, see? I said the person's name, and I said, see? My God is big.
The thing about it is, whenever people refer to the big boy upstairs or the big man upstairs,
yes,
they do not realize that that mighty God is in us, and he is that's mighty scripture that he promised us in Ephesians 3:20. He said through the apostle Paul, I can do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything you can even think or imagine, according to the power that's in you.
Oh, yes.
So that great and mighty power, or that big boy that that person was referring to, was our God. And that God is really, not only is he up there in the third heaven, but he's in us as sons and daughters of the King.
Oh, yes.
So since we're living stones in his temple, we're his body on this earth, when we come to him in complete faith to bring glory and honor to his name, he always hears our prayer. Even when you go home, spend time with the King, worship him, praise him, thank him for all these wonderful things, and then you come in humble adoration and love to your Father in the name of Jesus and ask him to move somehow through his angelic host or his Holy Spirit or whatever way he wants to do it, but to make these radios in the business world that said could not be there on the day they had been promised. Something had happened and there was no way they could be there. And you, as a little daughter of the King, standing on his promises, prayed, ask him to do it, and thank him for it. And then the thing that people need to understand, out of your mouth even when everybody said they're not going to be there, what did you continuously say?
I don't think, but I know that they're going to be there.
Amen.
And it wasn't because I had wanted them there for any kind of delivery date. I just saw it as a time to give glory to God and maybe break some of the hardness of heart that's in that office.
And, of course, that's the purpose of our God. The purpose of our God is to break the hardness of heart that the enemy, which is the devil, has blinded the minds of so many people.
Oh, yes.
Whenever the Word of God says Satan, which is a great deceiver, has deceived the whole world, that means he deceived you and me, Elizabeth.
Oh, yes.
You have been deceived. I have been deceived. Even today, the world, as a rule, most people that you and I come in contact with in the business world are lost.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do not know Jesus. And that's why the Lord put you and me out here, is to share his love with others. Now then, as you begin to pray those prayers of faith and then stand in complete trust in your Father that he will come through for you, you release your faith in your God out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now see, he says, what's in a person's heart comes out of his mouth.
Oh yes, our words are very, very powerful.
You just don't realize how powerful, do you?
I'm starting to see.
You're starting to see the power. When the Lord says life and death's in the power of the tongue.
Oh, it is.
You just don't realize what you can do with your tongue, do you?
In part, I believe I do.
Yeah. You're beginning to understand that. Just like the Lord says in James chapter 3, that with the tongue, it's an evil, it's a flame, it's a fire. No man can control the tongue. So therefore, only the Holy Spirit can control the tongue. So if we're not controlled by the Holy Spirit, then our tongue is going to say the wrong things a lot of times. And when we do, when we say the wrong things, we will cause our world to become negative that we live in.
Mm.
So what we say, whether we say, Lord, I believe I'm going to be well, or I believe I'm sick, whatever you say, it says the tongue defileth the whole body.
Mm.
And so your body can become sick. When the enemy comes upon you and puts symptoms upon you to make you feel bad, what does most people do with their tongue?
They start agreeing with that.
That's right. They start, oh, I don't feel well today. I feel like I'm coming down with some kind of a sickness or disease or whatever. And sure enough, you get the feeling worse. But instead of saying what the Word declares, and the Lord says, if you'll walk holy before me, I'll take all sickness and disease away from you and you'll have none.
Mm.
So, see, now that's what we should confess, right?
Absolutely.
Now,
it's those promises.
In other words, the secret about all of this is believing the promises.
Oh, yes.
But now what if you don't know the promises, Elizabeth?
It's like having a book and having it on your shelf. And you may own that book, but you don't own the promises unless you read it and dwell on it and know it.
When those promises become a reality to you, when you have hidden them in your heart, when you take a promise, and of course the Word of God is full of them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And I might say that in how long have I known you, young lady?
Been 3 months or less.
Oh, yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood, about 3 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the 3 months that I've known you, and as you and I have shared these truths, would you say, now this, of course, we're going to air this radio show, and I want you to be honest. Would you tell me to what degree do you think, maybe in percentage-wise, or how has your life been changed from what you've learned that I've had the privilege to teach you in the few times I've been with you?
You know, Thurman, I'd have to say it's immeasurable. It has been a very eye-opening. I know as some people have waited a long time to come to Christ, and that's me. And accepting the forgiveness that Jesus did was really hard until I realized the promises that he's made to me, and it's done. He is seated. And I want, my biggest thing in my life is to give glory to God. And that is the biggest honor, privilege, is speaking to so many people. I want the Holy Spirit to guide my tongue, because there's a lot of people that I talk to. And
And so you say that as you have listened to God's Word, how long have you been a Christian, Elizabeth? How many years?
I knew that there was a God in heaven when I was 12 years old and went through a very tough childhood. But it's been about 2.5 years, 2.5 years, maybe 3 years. It's been 2.5 years that I've accepted Christ. It was definitely a moment that I remember, that it was a changing time, and I am a different woman, and I am so grateful.
So as the Lord has brought you to new places and new levels of faith, when you're beginning to pray now, when you've learned His promises are always yes and amen.
Amen.
When you learn the Word of God, and I know a lot of people say, well, God doesn't always answer His promises yes every time. But when you learn what 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, that no matter how many promises He made you, the answer to every one of them is yes every time, you can pray in faith for things, can't you?
All the promises in Him are yes.
And as you really learn that, do you begin to look for people to pray for that
have needs? I do. I am just leaping for chances to pray with people, to share my faith, and also to listen to them with a caring, loving heart and with a tenderness. And a lot of times, if you've been through a situation, you can speak and listen to somebody that will give you a bond that God has given you an understanding through the Holy Spirit by surviving certain things. And I am just so grateful.
Praise the Lord. Elizabeth, it's been extremely good to have you on these shows.
It is my honor.
And I'm so grateful to have met you as a friend. And I praise the Lord for all the things He's going to use you for in the future and what He's used you for up to now.
Thank you.
Can we praise Him?
Yes.
Can we praise Him?
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I would like to invite you to give me a call for these teaching tapes. If you'd like any of my teaching tapes on either video or audio, I have many tapes about our healing schools and many other areas of faith and so forth. If you'd like to check to see what I have available, you can check me out on the web. You can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you'll find a list of all of my teaching tapes and videotapes. Or I'll invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, I'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 2 to 4 in North Dallas at 10921 Shady Trail. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. We would love to have you come and worship and praise the King with us. So I wish that you would have a great week this week. And remember, whatever you do, praise the Lord Jesus.